This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The UN Special Envoy for Syria warned Friday that all the ingredients exist for what he called a perfect storm of a humanitarian catastrophe if the Syrian government, backed by Russia, carries out a large-scale military offensive on the northwestern province of Idlib. Stefan de Mistura told UN Security Council members via video conference that any attack on Idlib would result in a massive loss of civilian lives. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said that Russia and Iran should stop the Assad regime from assaulting Idlib.
The Assad regime must halt its offensive. Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
Haley's remarks came after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan repeated his warning that a bloodbath would result from any Syrian government military offensive in Idlib. Erdogan made the statement at a trilateral summit involving Russian President Vladimir Putin and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in Tehran. Putin said that a ceasefire would be pointless as it would not involve Islamist militant groups that Russia deems are terrorists. Rouhani said that Syria must control all of its territory. Syrian forces have been massing around Idlib, backed by Russian air power and naval might. Nearly 3 million people live in the enclave. About half of them have been displaced from other parts of Syria and moved to Idlib. Along with the civilians, the United Nations estimates that some 15,000 terrorist-affiliated fighters are in Idlib. Friday's Tehran summit was touted as the last chance to avoid a looming military operation. This is VOA News. Amateur broadcast video on Arab news channels Friday showed protesters in Basra, Iraq, torching the Iranian consulate and chanting anti-Iran slogans. The Iraqi government declared a curfew one day before the parliament is due to meet to discuss the situation in the southern port city. Protesters say Iran is interfering in Iraqi politics and blame Tehran for the poor public services in the oil-rich city. The Iraqi parliament is due to meet Saturday to discuss the violence and how to address the demands of protesters. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has demanded that top government officials attend a parliament session no later than Sunday or face what he called a popular earthquake. Former U.S. President Barack Obama entered the midterm election fight Friday, urging students at the University of Illinois to get out and vote because, in his words, our democracy depends on it. Obama has been reluctant to speak about the current state of American politics and to criticize his successor, Donald Trump. On Friday, however, Obama told the students they cannot afford to sit on the sidelines.
I'm here to tell you that you should still be concerned with our current course and should still want to see a restoration of honesty and decency and lawfulness in our government.
At a fundraiser in North Dakota, President Trump mocked Obama's speech, saying that he fell asleep during the former president's remarks. Obama's appearance at the Central Illinois University campus was the first of several campaign events in the coming weeks, at which he will urge Democratic voters to cast ballots in November to take control of Congress from the Republicans. The U.S. economy added a higher-than-expected 201,000 jobs in August, while the unemployment rate held at record lows. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The Labor Department reports employers added 201,000 jobs in August, while the unemployment rate held steady at 3.9%. PNC Financial Services chief economist Gus Fauché says wage gains are also starting to accelerate, up 2.9% over the same time last year.
This is good news for workers that businesses are being forced to raise pay because of the tight job market, and I would expect that we will see further solid gains in wages throughout 2018 into 2019.
The numbers are being seen as a sign of confidence in the economy, though Fauché notes an escalation of trade conflicts could dim the picture. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose another $267 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports, which would virtually cover all the goods China imports to the United States. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.